You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, Investec became the first South African bank to release a separate climate risk disclosure report aligned with the recommendations of the Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures. And it provides shareholders with a clear breakdown of the bank's fossil fuel exposures and, crucially, correctly categorizes natural gas as a fossil fuel. And shareholders voted overwhelmingly in favor of Investec's climate risk related resolutions at its meeting today. Tracy Davies, Executive Director of Just Share, an environmental lobby group, is on the line. Tracy, good to chat again. Has Investec set a new benchmark for climate risk disclosure with this report?
Hi, Michael. Yes, they absolutely have. They have really put a lot of work and effort into this report, and we know that because one of the things that they have been doing over the past 3 to 6 months is really engaging very extensively with a whole range of stakeholders on this issue, including Just Share. And so we're really pleased to see this report, and we're really pleased to see this clear classification and disclosure of exposure to fossil fuels, which we have not seen from any of the other banks yet.
What are the elements that really make it now kind of benchmark setting in the South African landscape?
Well, I mean, primarily and firstly, this clear illustration or clear transparency about what their exposures are. So not just in terms of their percentage of their lending book, but they're actually giving amounts. They're giving the amounts of their lending exposure to coal, to oil, to natural gas, and then separately to renewable energy. And why this is so important is because it allows shareholders and stakeholders more broadly to get a sense of how big the material financial risk is posed by climate change to this particular bank. And the reason that we've said it sets a benchmark is because this kind of clear disclosure is what we've been calling for a number of years, and it's essential not only to be able to assess the risk facing this particular bank, but also to be able to compare banks and other companies against each other. So if you had this kind of disclosure for each of our big five banks in South Africa, for example, it would give shareholders a really quick and clear way to assess the extent to which each of them is exposed to fossil fuels.
That was going to be my next question. So where to from here? Once we know the exposure, what would you like to see happen from this point?
That's the most important question. So we've been fighting for disclosure for a long time, as you know, and even though this is a really great move from Investec, South Africa as a whole is really lagging internationally when it comes to climate risk disclosure. And what we want to see is a very quick catch up by everyone on disclosure so that we can move on to actual target setting. So disclosure is not climate action in and of itself, right? It sets the scene for an assessment of risk. And then what we want is we want to see these banks starting to set clear targets for reducing their exposure to fossil fuels. And that's where the key climate action really comes in, as well as making sure that they're doing climate scenario analysis, which will show shareholders, you know, in this particular temperature scenario, this is the extent to which we will be exposed up in terms of our property portfolio or our fossil fuel portfolio, et cetera, et cetera. So we want climate scenario analysis, and we want target setting, and taking that even a step further, we want the targets that are set to be in line with the goals of the Paris Agreement.
Otherwise, it really is nothing more than window dressing if we're not moving in that particular direction. I see the resolution passed with 99.95%. So it shows that investors do place a significance on these issues.
Absolutely. And in fact, this is now the fourth bank at which a shareholder resolution on climate change disclosure has passed with that level of support, which is quite incredible given that we don't have a particularly activist investor community in South Africa. So what that signals is that the investor community is really very cognizant of the risks that climate change poses to these companies, and that it wants the information available to it to be able to assess and compare that risk.
Tracy Davies, Executive Director of Environmental Lobby Group, just share on Investec's precedent-setting climate-related exposure report. And now we've got disclosure. It's time to start talking about how we start meeting our targets under the Paris Agreement.